Okay, I'm recording. Is there any special distance I need to get this? Is it pretty sensitive? Okay, it's 6 o'clock, time for the study session for the Board of Directors, Colorado City, Colorado. It's September 30th, it's 6:01. Go ahead, Jim.
Right now, you have their letters of intent for the board. Greg's here, so we'll have him go first, introduce yourself, like we don't know you, but.
I'm Greg Bailey, have been with this company for the Metro District for 38 years. I started in the pro shop in 1988 and went to the maintenance department and then to the water sewer department, back to the golf course. They've bounced me around a lot. We have a lot of things going on upcoming within the district that I have been part of, and I want to see them through. And that is why I'm applying for this position. I think I have a lot of knowledge, not only what's going on out there, but on these new up and coming projects. So I would hope you consider me, and I think I can be an asset to the Metro District.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you. The other one that I put in is Pete Saint. He isn't here tonight, so we're at that point. So we can go on to the next one.
Okay, has everybody had the opportunity to read the letter from Mr. Saint?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay, then we'll move on. If we can have an update on the tanks, did we get our painter back?
Yes, he is. Right now, they are down in tank one. Alex did send me a report. He went out and tested all the paint on tank three on the outside. Everything met specifications. He went up on top, got all the specifications on it. If you guys want to, I have the file. Anytime we can, I'll download it and you guys can go through. It was pretty scary, you know, this morning. I'm sitting there watching that, and he's walking on the top of tank three, and it's like, over the edge.
It was crazy.
It's pretty high up there.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, it was, everything's good there. They moved into tank one, all the scaffolding's up, it's drained, we're running on the bladder, and we have our pump. We're just waiting for our new pump to come in. It was supposed to be sometime yesterday or today. I had them looking and tracking, and they're saying the second now that it should be down to us. So as soon as we get that, we'll probably get that in, just because it's a 50 horse, where the one that we're using now is a 40. So it's kind of hard keeping up with tank four, which we need to transfer water from four to three to at the same time to keep that level up, since Cold Springs it's putting out water, but this time of the year, the spring kind of dries up a little bit.
Okay.
So we're only able to produce, about 60?
30 to 50,000
gallons. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
But yeah, I did talk to Andrew today. He is just waiting also on a piece of equipment to come in to make sure that he can filter the air, and it's supposed to be coming out of Missouri.
Tank three? Is that the finish coat on the outside?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Because we did, he ended up doing three coats on the outside.
Okay.
And then he did, I think, four. It would be three coats and a finish coat on the top. So that way, that's where it's going to get most of the sun and stuff.
Okay. Do you have anything, Kareem?
Still haven't gotten an email with the weather days and durations. So
I'll email them again and say, hey, we want to see the schedule. Because right now we're about 20 days, 25 days behind the schedule we first got.
Yeah.
And we're looking almost like 30 by the time we get this air filter in.
Yeah. But
Bob?
But that's where we're at with all of our tanks.
Jim, is there anything Andrew could be doing while he's waiting for this equipment?
Well, that's what I asked him. I said, you know, you can't be cutting the vent out and putting the vent on. And mm-hmm. he says, well, he didn't want to do it with the lead and his guys working in there. It's like,
but he welded the ladders on the other ones.
Yeah, so well, it was.
Excuses are for losers.
Yeah.
That's just how we lose more days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, we have a interesting bunch of CCAAC stuff.
Yep.
Mr. Smith, I defer to you on this one.
Yes, sir. We'll start off with C-231. It's abandoned RV. Bob mentioned that a little bit ago. It was turned in on a complaint. I called around. There's no one, three people didn't, they wouldn't tow it at all, mm-hmm. four. And then the fourth or fifth one will, but they'll have to charge us. It started off at $3,500 to have it towed to Pueblo, Big Mama's Towing. And then, but anyway, he would take it, because then part of that is they get charged after 30 days, $2,500 to take it to the dump, because there's a process to, mm-hmm. hazardous stuff and all that kind of stuff. But it's registered at Jason Dorder out of Pueblo. And they did say for $500 they'd tow it to his house or apartment complex in Pueblo. And but anyway, yeah, we did get that through the sheriff.
Now,
got that information.
Is it my understanding that that is on Metro property?
It's on three different properties.
Oh.
Yeah, most of it looks like, according to the sheriff and what I looked at too, it's more of it's on ours. Than those other two properties. He parked it right on those two customers. But there's three properties involved. And they're not around. They have no idea probably where the property's at. But anyway, I would think that it might be worth towing because somebody sees that one out there, somebody else gonna show up.
Right.
But if we can find an address where he actually is living, I would myself feel it'd be worthwhile towing it to that location and then let him deal with it. If it's in Pueblo, fine. It'll cost us quite a bit more if he's, first they told me he was in Trinidad, but now I got to confirm he's in Pueblo. Mm-hmm. So $500 in Pueblo to get it out of there. And the tires are up, but it looks, battery's out, but it looks like it's definitely
abandoned. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so something to consider, we do need to move it.
Okay.
As far as the littering signs, I've talked to the county and CDOT this morning. I guess the county finally found that it goes through public health. And the gentleman is working with me, says they'll order the signs and get them up. I'm looking at five no littering signs. And those same post will have our, and I, this is just an example I come up with, but this is a standard no littering sign. There's a regulation as far as the size and what it says. And that's what the county and the state goes by. I don't remember the acronym. And then this was just I just come up with it. I don't know if you guys, there's nothing really controls what it said, but it would be something that we would put on the same pole as far as our covenants.
Now, we would be using our poles or existing poles?
No, sir. On the highway, 165, we would use our pole that says Colorado City on it.
Okay.
We could put two signs on there because the height and the distance from the road is specified now.
Okay.
Remember last year, the state come by and spent a week or more putting new signs in,
mm-hmm.
where they were meeting codes, what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And now the county signs, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got five locations that lead into Colorado City,
mm-hmm.
that I would like to put the no littering and the covenant sign on. And the health person, he's in Montgomery. conversations. I asked him for guidance on that to make sure that we would do it. But I did tell him, and I'll do it. We'll put him in if he'll get the materials to us. But and so he's working on that. Now the CDOT guy, he is a different guy. He wouldn't put him in until he gets a letter from the enforcement agency. And so I talked to a lieutenant out of Pueblo, the sheriff's department, and instead of going through me to back to him, and I just gave him this CDOT's phone number, and so he can tell him what he's required. But he says we, the state will not, CDOT will not provide the signs unless he has a letter saying that they will enforce it. Mm. And so we're, I don't, I have, that was today, so don't know.
That was, that deal. And in our conversation Wednesday, that was part of it too, is they need to get new ticket books made up for for littering and that kind of stuff, wasn't it?
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, they have. There's a whole host of things the sheriff's office will have to go through in order to be able to uphold that segment of the law.
Okay. Well, I'll be sure to stay, now that I have the right CDOT guy, took forever. I called him 5 times and went to Pueblo twice.
Who did you call from CDOT?
See, the first person, I've got it. I finally ended up with a Matthew Jagow with CDOT.
Jabba.
And the other guy was out of Pueblo.
Yeah, no, I know Matthew.
You know Matthew?
Oh, extremely well.
He called me back when I finally called him, left him, it was probably 15 minutes. And the other guy never repeated, gave me, the secretary gave me his card, and he never replied back to me.
Oh, Matt's an outstanding engineer. I had the pleasure of dealing with him back when I was with the county, and actually today I still deal with him.
Good.
He's a good man.
He was right on it.
Yeah, yeah. He's on top of his things.
Yeah, and then C-234 is an illegal barbed wire fence, and we have our procedures that we're going through, you know, whatever, but I drove over there, and it's apparently kind of a pissing contest for the last 2 years, or at least, with these two people. And there is a one barbed wire strand put up. And so I just called the guy who he complained about and had a nice conversation with him, and he's going to take it down. He's in Colorado Springs right now, I think helping his mother. But he said with him 2 weeks he'll take it down. And so as soon as I confirm it, I'll just close it out. But I didn't follow our, you know, our normal procedures on that one. And, yeah, I have another question on, I go back and forth on Bent Brothers Road here. Do we have a warranty on that?
Oh, that's a long story.
Oh, is it?
I can, you're talking about the pothole that's developing.
There's 5 of them.
Yes. Well, I'm surprised, it's only 5 to be quite frank.
Uh-huh.
This is from back when I was with the county. That got surfaced, then the county pulled warranty on it, so they had it chip sealed a second time with a thicker lift, etc., and then slurry sealed on top of it to try to impermeabilize. The problem with that road and the reason why it's washing out is for one of the same reasons why it was paved to begin with, which is a nightmare for maintenance because of the way that the road is designed. It has extremely poor drainage, and it slushes out the base itself. So the water has nowhere to go, pools in certain areas, saturates the base, the actual base of the road, and then when any type of load goes on it, which could be just the weight of the road itself, believe it or not, mm-hmm. it starts bearing down on it, there's nothing to hold, collapses. Last I remember speaking to Director Greg George, they were talking to another asphalt manufacturer to have them come and warranty it again. And the county, I mean, this has been an ongoing deal. I was still with the county as pavement program manager, so it must have been at least 3 years when the whole debacle started. The taxpayers only paid for it once. Everything subsequently has been warranty upon warranty. But the problem is that it has nothing to do with the surfacing. It's the base itself. That has to be those 4 or 5 areas. They're within a span of about 70 yards, 60 yards. All those segments have to be cut with 10 feet to each side. New aggregate base course placed, compacted, and then make sure that the ditch is pooled adequately so the water has somewhere to go.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is, you know, we have a foundation.
No, it's not. Yeah, it doesn't matter what you put on top of it. The asphalt is non-load bearing. That's actually just a jacket. What holds the weight, it's the actual base and the subgrade.
Okay, that's all I had,
Charlie. Oh, so, but you did include a bunch of first letters?
Jim has got all the letters that need to go out.
Do you have any comment on those? They're just all pretty straightforward?
pretty straightforward. I'm kind of concerned about 2709 Applewood. The people are living there, and the person who complains lives right beside him, and for their safety is what I'm concerned about.
I see.
But I ask him, you know, do you really want to do this? Because this is kind of, they're shady characters. And he said, yes, we need to get them out of there.
Okay.
And so I went ahead, and now that's also, it's already been adjudicated in the court system.
Okay.
And Jim, I'd like to talk to Tim Satt.
Yeah, there was a decision on it, and even the court system hasn't moved on it, which is, there should be fines and everything else.
So this is all already in litigation and?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So I think we'll just watch it and see what happens.
Okay.
That's one that we even did a
survey
to, because he's taking part of our green belt, which is the right way through there. And yeah, his car's parked on that junk, everything else.
Okay.
Looks pretty bad.
And then you have two new builds that were in a packet. One is for a shed out off of the Carmel Court. And the other one is
a fence.
Yeah, and a fence for out on Dome Drive.
Okay. All right. Do we have any speakers tonight?
Just pops up.
Just me.
Yeah, we already did the littering site.
Yeah, that was all I had.
Robert, you here to talk about your.
Yeah, if anybody if you have questions about the application on the shed.
No.
Nope.
I don't.
No.
No.
I was curious about the 2709. We have two letters in here, one to go into an LLC and one to go into this guy, Luke.
Well, an LLC now supposedly has a lien on it.
Okay.
And I got that address.
Okay.
And so... because they do have a lien on it, I sent them a letter also.
Okay.
That's the reason for the two letters.
If it's okay with everybody, I'm going to skip the play nice statement.
Yeah.
Since we have no citizens input, I'd like to go ahead and close the study session and open the Board of Directors regular meeting, and please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everybody. At this point in time, we'd like to take a moment of silent reflection. Thank you. The quorum check, let the record reflect that we are working a skeleton crew tonight. Director and Chairman Neil Elliott is on an excused absence. I hope everything's good. And tonight we are hoping to fill seat number 5 later on. So the quorum check shows an excused absence, but we do have a quorum. Right now, I need a motion to approve the agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Could I have a second, please?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay. I call the vote.
Yay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yay.
Okay. Okay, the second thing I need is an approval of the minutes for September 9th, 2025, so long ago. And the CCACC minutes, September 9th, 2025.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the
minutes for September 9th, 2025, and the CCACC minutes, September 9th, 2025.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Yes. Aye.
Okay. Aye?
Aye.
Okay, bills payable. I need a motion to start this.
Make a motion to pay the bills?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the bills?
If you look here on your copies, I have hold. Those are checks that are for the football field. That we write the check, we send it in with the paperwork to get our grant money to come back, and then the back bills. So that's why you'll see them two big checks in there. There's one for it and one to us, because we had already paid for the bleachers and stuff, pitching mound and things like that for the baseball field. So we're just going to get our money back on that. And it's, we have to show that we wrote a check, even though it's to us, to put it back in time.
Absolutely. Christy, got anything?
I would just like to say that this is kind of Sandy's first time on her own doing billing, or AP, excuse me, and she did very well.
Okay, awesome.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'm curious, is this the final payment for the football field then, or is there more?
No, we have one more. We just got the final one today, which is going to be another $32,000.
And that's
the work's complete now?
Yeah, they just got through doing the seal coat on the pavement and everything else. It looks really nice.
It looks really nice.
And again, that's a pass-through, right?
The, yes.
Yeah.
We just pay it, but we get the money, backfill it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, it's exciting to see kids out there on the football
field. I noticed that. It was chock full of kids today, so that's pretty cool.
Josh was saying something that,
that is awesome,
that they were going to have a ribbon cutting and a football game for Kramer or somebody within the next couple of weeks or something.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
As soon as we find out, I'll send it out.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Awesome.
That's a big success.
Anything else, gentlemen? If there's nothing else, I'd like to call the vote. Bob?
Aye.
Green?
Yes.
Yes. And yes. Chair says yes. Financial report, please.
You have it there. First thing was billed water. We were at almost $11 million. Excuse me. And Gary said we produced 20. So we're about the same, but after our leak last week, I think that's going to help us find a good chunk of it too.
Mm-hmm.
Since it was right in the river bottom,
mm-hmm,
there at the bridge at Taco Rock, because
mm-hmm,
it was a pretty good leak.
Great leak.
And I know it's been leaking for a while there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, I got switched around. As you can see, our standpipe, we went back and recalibrated that. It's showing that we were only charging 35 cents. And with the tanks being up and down as they've been, it's kind of hard to get that pressure with our valve to match. Well, we went ahead and calibrated it last Friday. I got about 5-6 calls over the weekend. Your deal's overcharging us. I said, how much is it charging you? How many gallons did you get? Well, I got 300 gallons, and it cost me almost $20. I said, almost $20 or like $18? Yeah. I said, well, that's what it should be for 300 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
So we're back in line with what we need to on that. As for the financials, billing summary, if you look, we're at about $53,635.27, below where we were last year, with all the rain that has affected us a bunch this year.
Okay.
For revenue. All
right.
And then you have your account balance sheets. They're all there. And then you have by departments, your, where we at for collecting the revenues on the inside, and what kind of percentage we're at. We're still having problems with the salaries, getting them in from paychecks to Casella, because when it hits Casella, then it does a weird thing. It's a mess for Christie. So Hopefully by the time I get back from the weekend, from next week, we'll have you a budget for next year, which will have kind of updated numbers for our salaries.
And certainly we'll wait till Neil gets back before we start talking about who's on the budget committee, right?
We need to get that on here.
Because, yeah. Anything else, guys?
Mr. Chairman, I'm just curious, could you remind me of the timeline for getting the budget done and what's the deadline for that?
We have to have a budget ratified and everything by December 15th.
December 15th.
So we start the first initial draft budget to you guys should be by the 15th of October. So we'll have that set in your lap. It's just going to be a basic, and then we work from it, and you'll have, we'll have two board members that will be part of the committee, and then we usually try and get all the directors' heads and stuff in here to talk and say, okay, what's your expectations? What do you think you might need to cut or add within that budget?
And how many budget meetings would you say on average there are before we come up with the budget for the any board members that might end up on that subcommittee?
Usually it's been about three.
Three? Okay.
Three meetings.
So that's...
Isn't that what you were last year? We had about two or three.
Actually, I was not on last year, but it's about three. I think three seems right.
Yeah.
So if you were chosen or decided to be on the budget committee, you would have maybe three, about an hour and a half commitments,
yeah,
usually in the mornings, some chosen morning. So
okay.
That's right.
Either way, we can kind of set it up with, and usually after the first meeting with all the departments, and then we can work from there, and it could be just Christy and the budget committee at any point in time make a meeting to say, okay, this is where we need to go.
All right. Anybody else say anything about? Okay, let's move on to the operational report.
Okay, operationals. Like I said, our water there, Lake Beckwith, everything stayed the same during. Alan was off last week. I had Greg do it one day, and then Greg taught, Gary did it one week, and then he taught Hayden and Jason. They went around and did it, so that way we have backups, because I think Alan's going to be out for a couple weeks too. Again,
at least three.
Yeah. So, but all the readings are up to date and been sent to the dam inspector, so they're all good there. I did end up writing the newsletter since Neil had to be pulled away. I did kind of used a little bit of Crane's and updated his stuff that he put in the newsletter, and also some of the stuff that has happened or in the process of going forward. So that's what the news going to be in the newsletter going out in the bills tomorrow.
Okay. Gentlemen, anything?
No, sir.
Okay. It appears that we probably don't have any communication from the attorney that
no,
we can.
Not at this
okay.
point.
Okay.
We're working on our progress reports for the sewer and also the water stuff there.
Okay. Agenda items. The only agenda item we have tonight is appointment of a board member. We have two possibilities. Gentlemen, do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to accept Greg Bailey for the open position on the board.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? I would like to just offer that both candidates, highly qualified. I think we would be fortunate to have both candidates involved in our operation here. The only difference I could see between the two candidates is it almost seemed like we are blessed right now with some of the capabilities of Mr. Saint and you two gentlemen mm-hmm. on the board. So we feel fortunate to have you. But what I like about Greg Bailey is that he's a ditch rider, and he knows water and he knows water rights, and he knows who's getting water when, and I think that's real important for us, and he knows where all the pipes are buried. I almost said bodies, but I caught myself.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to reiterate your point. We have two good candidates. I think the projects that are on our plate for the remainder of this term that this mm-hmm. position has are going to be significant in these areas that Greg brings to the table. No disrespect to Pete Staint at all for his not picking him over Greg. Over Greg, but the qualifications of what we need at this moment in time seem stronger for me.
Okay. You think?
All I would like to add is that we can't afford to lose you. You're not going too far.
No.
Okay, we have a motion and a second on the floor. I'd like to call the vote. Bob?
Yes.
Green?
Yes.
And Chair says yes. Congratulations, Mr. Bailey, and good luck.
Thanks.
Just make a do us a big favor and hurry up and get your name on the district website. That would help me, okay, and the rest of us to take some of those phone calls.
We already have his number.
Okay, that moves us on to old business. Anybody want to talk about old business tonight?
We've been so busy with everything else that. Trying to make sure that we're getting these tanks going, and I did have somebody come in and talk to me today, or come in the parking lot when I was coming back from the BFC. They had a white T-shirt and there's rust spots on it. And they said, "It's our stuff is coming out this way." I said, "I'm sorry, it's just that we're emptying the tank, and when we empty the tank, you're going to have rust in the bottom of it, and it accidentally gets through." And the only thing I could say is, next time you do whites or whatever, put a little bit of what is that we use? The rust out?
Iron out.
Mm-hmm. Iron out with it. It will help take that out and replace and that kind of stuff.
Can you say anything about meter changeouts?
No, I can't. We haven't had the time to do them. Like okay. I said, we've had. Pumps that they pulled in and out, and trying to make sure that we were able to get Andrew in by last Friday, but we ended up taking until Monday and draining the tank on Tuesday.
As a manager, do you think we're fully staffed right now?
No, we aren't. We have one that's still out. I wish I could hire three or four more people, but at this point in time, budget isn't going to allow it. Mm-hmm.
To bring up old business, wanted to provide an update to the board pertaining to interns with Public Community College.
Love it.
They've sent forth their agreement, sent it over to Jimmer, the district manager, right away sent it to legal counsel that came back, I think. I mean, we sent it on a Thursday. Monday we had their notes. So in parallel to that, they're offering to put us in touch with their, I forgot the name of the program, it's a nationally accredited, basically all the automakers and big industry players got together and came up with this program to give the classes necessary for interns to be actually, you know, to hit the ground running. Mm-hmm. So as this is a learning experience for both us and for them, the college would like to turn this into a career path for their students. We would like to establish a quarry and a pipeline so that we can get young talent to fill those needs as they come. Mm-hmm. And people say, well, but eventually they take their knowledge and they go elsewhere. I'm like, right. And then there will be two more students from the Valley ready to take those shoes. And eventually one will stay, or who knows, maybe two will stay. So, but right now we're very well on the way. I think it's on track with what we had hoped. I mean, kudos to Public Community College Commissioner Paula McFeeters, who made and bridged the connection and helped us talk to them. And the gentleman's name is Brett, who we've been dealing with, and he's been as professional and stellar as you would expect. So I believe that very soon we'll have the agreement and curriculum and internship plan, and now with our new director-elect that knows exactly what he would like to see in those young bloods coming, we'll be able to create something amazing.
Thank you for that report. That's awesome.
Yes, it It's exciting.
Anything old business?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, my intern effort with the high school kid, we have actually one identified, and so I'm supposed to come to the office tomorrow and see if I can spend some time with Jim, or I just need to see the update mechanism we've got today, but we have a student that's very interested.
And that's a kid with an IT aptitude?
Yes, and doing a little bit of web work today, but very interested. They do not have an IT program of any type at the high school, but this kid's got definitely some strong interest in it.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
So I did recognize Sandy earlier as far as stepping into the AP position, and I think she did very well for her first time, mm-hmm. more or less on her own. I'd also like to recognize Roberta. She came in, and she's rocking it. So
mm-hmm.
if you give her something, she picks it up, and she's doing it. So.
Well, you know, I recognized her when she came in earlier. But
the Bronco
I said, hey, that's Roberta.
That's the Bronco shirt.
I know who she is.
Our office staff is strong. That's my main point. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
That makes us feel good, too. Any other old business, guys?
We can't have much of a water leak out there with what we're doing, the way we're doing this with the bladder.
Oh, yeah.
The plant does go into standby, and so... any large leak is can't
so live. So your position is that we're not leaking as much as it looks like on paper?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, logically that sounds right. I mean,
mm-hmm. We couldn't survive with what we're doing.
Yeah.
We had a major leak.
So right.
If anybody sees anything that's out of the unordinary of a puddle of water,
Let us know
immediately, because we need to get it isolated.
How long do you think we're going to be skating on thin ice?
State gave us 2 months.
Okay.
But
he said he could do it in 6 days, so let's see what happens.
15 days is what
I
think it was.
So 6 days, 2 months.
Yeah.
Hopefully in that sweet spot.
Chairman,
go ahead.
This person who complained about the rust in the water, how long will that people be experiencing that with where we're at, what's going on?
It's hard to say. I think it would be done by now. It's probably ran its course through our pipes. Unless you're down at the end of the line, maybe in Applewood, you might be seeing it as of today because it's already a rust.
Yeah.
But as for... until we get to tank two and we drain it to that point, then
it'll happen again.
It will probably happen again. And it's probably going to happen again when we go to three to get it completely drained out, because you're going to have about that much stuff on the bottom that kind of stays there. And that's over years within the pipes and just the natural minerals that are in our water that slide by.
Yeah.
That might be a good thing. Did I cut you off?
No, but I had another thing if you're...
Okay, that might be a good thing to get on the district managed Facebook pages and say...
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Yeah, and I did on tank one, but I didn't bring up that issue. It was that you're going to notice pressures dropping.
Yeah.
You're going to be noticing that your water's going to be a little brown at this point because...
You might want to say something about that.
I think we should.
Yeah.
Chairman,
be, thank you.
Be proactive, and even though it doesn't make it go not happen, we can at least say that we try to communicate it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Anything?
Oh, one other old business too. VFC. We went for the ribbon cutting today. There will be a satellite station here for county. They will be in the building Tuesdays and Fridays. Is what their plans. They will be setting up a schedule. You can go on Pueblo County website.
Yeah.
And they will have the schedule posted there as to what opportunities they will have in VFC for whether it be human services, parks and rec, whatever they can put out. Hopefully we get Treasurer down here. I think the next Tuesday meeting is going to be her doing a spill about your taxes and stuff that way.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things that are planned, and hopefully we need to use it. Because if we don't show that we're using it, they aren't going to do this another year.
Yeah.
So as long as we can show that we're using it, they'll keep the satellite opposite. But if it isn't being used for only about one or two, and it's 10 guys that come in and complain every week, we need to have people that really need assistance and help.
And there already is a video up on the county website or Facebook page. Facebook. I don't know.
And I was gonna share that with our Facebook page too.
Yeah.
But I'll do it tomorrow.
You're in it, by the way.
Yeah. So are you.
So are you.
Yeah, I already complained to Anthony Mastis. I don't know what they did.
They
like,
did
AI the video. They made me look fat. I don't know.
Me
what
too.
Happened.
I noticed that too. I noticed that. For me. They say the camera adds 30 pounds. Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Jim, are they going to do anything to keep track of attendance of any kind so we can have an
sure.
idea if we got
that's
an issue?
That's why I'm saying it's best that we use it.
They will for sure.
Just go in and ask, yeah.
They will for sure.
I'd just like to suggest we keep an eye on that, whatever the attendance information is, so we can try to...
Boost
it somehow.
Are they still going to be sending us the schedule so we can add to the water bill?
The only one that I've got was like the schedule for next week.
Yeah.
I want to get a calendar schedule for the month if I could.
Yeah.
And I got to get with Tommy with that.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
To put it in the bill. And that way, if I can get it before we send out bills, we can post it on the back of the bill or something. That
yeah,
way.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman? I know if not everybody takes newspaper, but it seems like there's also a lot of people on the Greenhorn Valley Facebook page.
And
is that someplace you can...
I always put it on.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, everything I do is usually Greenhorn Valley Neighborhood Watch. There's about seven or eight.
Yes.
That
okay.
I flood them with it. That everything's
whatever.
Any other old?
No.
Any new business, Mr. Manager?
Nothing off that. Other than I'm going to be gone for a week. There's going to be new business. I'm gone.
You're going to be gone this coming week?
From Friday to the following Sunday.
Okay.
And I'll be gone myself, Mr. Chairman, also.
Lucky.
Yeah, just being retired. You taught me.
I don't want to hear about it.
All right. If there's no new business, then we move on to the CCACC section. We have new construction on Carmel Court. It's a shed. On Dallam Drive, it's a fence. Can I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I make the motion we approve both the Carmel Court and Dallam Drive.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
No, they look good.
Okay, I'll call the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. Next item we have is we have five first letters going out to people that are going to receive the letter. We are just now starting the process. Richard, since you haven't been here for a while, we're sending letters to people who are violating covenants in a big time way. And we just started that process. It's like lighting the fuse on the fireworks. They haven't gone off yet. They probably will later. But we're getting those letters out to those people for violating covenants, and they will be fined if they don't take care of it.
And right now we have
they do that
three
with squatters too. I'm sorry.
And right now we have three of them that they're at their fighting stage, where the third letter's going out and saying, "Okay, we're tired. Now it's going to cost you X amount of dollars."
Mm-hmm. And we just did get the letter from the attorney after his review.
Okay, so I need a motion to approve sending out these five first letters.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the sending of the five first letters.
Okay.
Second.
And we have a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes. We'll be sending those letters out. Do we have any correspondence? Dang. We are not going to have executive session tonight. So... I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion we adjourn this meeting, sir.
We have a second.
Second.
Meeting's adjourned.
Well done.